Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's so easy to fall for each other. I'm just hoping we catch one another.
Oh, na na, just be careful, na na. Love ain't simple, na na. Promise me no promises. Oh, na na, just be careful, na na. Love ain't simple, na na. Promise me no promises.
Hits are right here on 106.5 The End. Sunny and 84 today. We just announced the Festival of Dreams. It goes down Saturday, June 8th at 10 a.m. at the grounds in Roseville. You can get tickets starting on Friday at thefestivalofdreams.com, or you can text the word DREAM to 73389. Admission is $12 for all day fun for the kids, or the Tea Party Magic Pass for $35 will get you a GA. You can skip the line, plus you can have lunch with the characters and, of course, us, the Wake Up Call. More details at thefestivalofdreams.com.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game. You versus Katie in a battle of the brains to find out the answer to the question.
Are you smarter than Katie?
Nice to have you back.
Glad to have you back, Gavin.
Thank you.
Kevin did his best to try and sing the song last week, but
proud of you, Kevin.
We got super close on Friday.
Not super close.
Closest we got.
We got closer.
Calvin from Sacramento. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good, thanks. So you're an analyst. What do you analyze?
I'm more of an auditor for businesses for the state of California.
Oh, auditor.
I mean, you still are just saying words,
right?
That don't help us get to the actual. What do you audit?
Yeah.
I audit all the narcotic treatment programs.
Okay, there we go.
Okay.
All the narcotic. Oh my God, we met you.
The rehab.
We know you.
Do you?
No, we don't.
We don't know him?
No.
Oh, I thought we did.
No.
All right. Well, listen,
you know what? I'm going to start doing that for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, please do. All right, Calvin, do us a favor. Go ahead and kick Katie out of the studio for us, please.
Bye, Katie.
Bye.
Calvin, you just have to get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. The jackpot is $100. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
Here we go. Question one. Today is Earth Day. Earth Day is an annual event that brings awareness to environmental protection. The first Earth Day was celebrated in what year? 1960, 1970, or 1980?
1980.
Question two. Jimmy Kimmel announced he's going to present a live 90-minute primetime event paying tribute to the groundbreaking 1970s comedy series All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Actor Woody Harrelson is playing the lead role of the blue-collar World War II veteran described as a, quote, lovable bigot, originally played by actor Carol O'Connor. What is his name on the show?
I wouldn't know this.
3 seconds.
Ryan.
Question three. Don't believe the rumors about Ariana Grande getting paid twice as much as Beyonce to perform at this year's Coachella. Beyonce headlined Coachella last year for the same price, $4 million each. Last year, Beyonce brought out members of the former 90s girl group she was a part of. What is the name of that girl group?
Destiny Child.
Question four. Actor Jason Momoa shaved his beard off last week for the first time since 2012 in a video encouraging the use of aluminum cans over plastic water bottles. He said plastic's killing our planet, and he thinks he has a solution. Which character does he play on HBO's Game of Thrones? Is it Drogo, Declan, or Conan?
I don't watch Games of Thrones. I'm going to go with Drogo.
And question five. Yesterday was Easter, and the National Retail Foundation expected Americans to drop $18 billion on Easter, averaging about $150 per person. If you have seven members in your family and you spend $150 on each of them, how much are you spending total?
$1,050.
Katie!
Tried to give a little variety of questions today.
They're all over the place. Okay. I love it.
All right. Katie, you are playing for your 216th win
today.
Oh,
how did she do it, folks? We don't know.
You can get a behind the scenes right now on our Instagram Live. Follow us on Instagram at end1065. Katie, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Question one. Today is Earth Day.
Happy Earth Day.
Kevin pronounced it Earth Day.
Earth Day.
Earth Day is the annual event that brings awareness to environmental protection. The first Earth Day was celebrated in what year? Was it 1960, 1970, or 1980?
I'm going to say 1970.
That is correct.
Is that a Jimmy Carter thing?
No.
Oh.
He was not president in 1970.
He was?
He was not.
Question two. Jimmy Kimmel announced he's going to present a live 90-minute primetime event paying tribute to the groundbreaking 1970s comedy series All in the Family and the Jeffersons. Actor Woody Harrelson is playing the lead role in the All in the Family tribute of the blue-collar World War II veteran described as the lovable bigot, originally played by actor Carol O'Connor. What was his name on the show?
I think it was Ralph.
Oh. You're a lover of comedy. One of the funniest shows of all time.
I mean, he's described as a lovable bigot.
Yeah, you gotta watch the show.
Which makes me not really wanna.
You gotta watch the show.
It's
Archie Bunker.
Archie Bunker.
I don't get it. Are they recreating scenes from the show?
I don't know. I don't know where.
All right.
Yeah. Question three. Don't believe the rumors about Ariana Grande getting paid twice as much as Beyonce to perform at this year's Coachella. Beyonce headlined Coachella last year for the same price, $4 million. Last year, Beyonce brought out members of the former 90s girl group she was a part of. What is the name of that girl group?
Destiny's Child.
Correct.
What did Ariana do? Bring out her brother?
No, she brought out NSYNC.
Yeah.
Like, minus Justin?
Yes.
Well, of course.
Well, then she didn't bring out NSYNC.
Okay. Question four. Actor Jason Momoa shaved off his beard last week for the first time since 2012 in a video encouraging the use of aluminum cans over plastic water bottles.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Which character does he play on HBO's Game of Thrones? Is it Drogo, Declan, or Conan?
It's Drogo.
Drogo.
He also didn't pronounce Declan right either.
He's at a Declan.
I don't know who these characters are. Sorry.
What do you mean he was promoting cans? He was shaving his beard. Was he shaving his beard off with a can?
No, he was encouraging people to use aluminum cans for water instead of plastic water bottles.
Okay.
The connection doesn't seem to make sense.
Right. I thought there was more to that.
Although I would drink spring water out of a can.
I've started drinking rosé out of one.
There you go.
Okay.
It's not the same thing.
Not the same
at
all. No.
What I'm saying is it goes down just the same.
It goes down just the same.
Oh.
And question five. Yesterday.
Oh, God, there's more.
Yeah, there's one more. We do five questions every day. Did you know that? Okay. Question five. Yesterday was Easter, and the National Retail Foundation expected Americans to drop $18 billion on Easter, averaging about $150 per person. If you have seven members in your family and you spend $150 on each of them, how much are you spending total?
Okay, don't say anything.
How is this possible?
Okay, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, 35.
I don't know.
Five,
who spends that much?
Five, seven, eight,
this is an average.
Three.
Stop.
Two.
10,500.
Wow.
Wait, what was the question? What was the question?
How much are you spending total? It's seven members at $150 each.
Yeah.
And your answer was? Go ahead and repeat it for those in the back.
I see what I did wrong, and I'm covering my paper because I don't want people to see.
Did you draw a heart?
No, but I did something bad.
What was it?
It would take too long to even
I love it.
The correct answer was $1,050.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on the right track.
All right. Today's final score, Calvin 3, Katie 3. It's a tie.
It's a tie!
Ah, God.
All right, so we'll add $20 to the jackpot. Tomorrow we'll play for 120 bucks. Her record stands 216 wins and 40 losses.
How does she do it?
How does she do it? No one knows. Calvin, I am sorry, but go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
I am just as smart as Katie.
Yep.
Nailed
it.
Well,
analyze that.
The wake-up call.
Here's what's coming up with Gavin, Katie, and Rain.
Every Monday, it's Misconnections on the wake-up call. This is where we go to Craigslist to try and reconnect love. Today is picking up married women, the new thing to do at the kids' drop-off line. And if you're Madison and you were at Badlands over the weekend, the guy with the beard that looks like your brother is looking for you. Listen, you're going to want to hear Misconnections. It's next at 7:23.
106.5 The End.
I look up from the ground to see your sad and teary eyes. You look away from me and I see there's something you're trying to hide. And I reach for your hand but it's cold, you pull away again. And I wonder what's on your mind. And then you say to me you made a dumb mistake. You start to tremble and your voice begins to break. You say the cigarettes on the counter weren't your friends, they were my mates. And I feel the color draining from.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.